Welcome to another chapter of Comments from the Peanut Gallery. Yes, middle of January, talking about Galilee gathering. And as you look through this, you will find an oddity. What? Jesus sent the women on a mission to go and tell. And then it says in Mark, I think it's Mark or Matthew, one of those, I think it's Mark, where they didn't tell him because they were afraid. Oh, wait a minute. It says that they went and told, it's written, recorded, that Mary Magdalene, the one Jesus sent to deliver this magnificent message, to broadcast it amongst the other women, but he sent her, out of whom he had cast seven devils, Mary from the town of Magdalene. And he sent her on this mission as the first apostolic mission. She was going and doing with the DNA of God in her. She was a daughter. She is a daughter of the Most High God. She's on a heaven castle ship now. But then he sent her on a mission to go and tell. And it says that they didn't tell him because they were afraid. But you know what they did tell him? They came and said, Jesus is alive. He's raised from the dead. I've seen him. And what is recorded is that the 11, those amazing disciples, the 11, Judas was already dead. He'd hung himself. It says that they didn't believe her. She told them that Jesus is raised from the dead and that she had seen him. And they did not believe her. Well, she went to tell others after that. She told lots and lots and lots and lots of disciples, and they told lots and lots and lots of disciples, and they told, and they all headed for Galilee. The ones that believed that he was raised from the dead, the ones that were expecting him to be raised from the dead, they went to Galilee, and the 11 stayed where they were. And it's recorded that Mary didn't tell him to go to Galilee. They didn't believe he was alive. How can she deliver the second part of the message when they didn't believe the first part? The second part was pointless. They go, okay, the person that you don't believe is alive, he said he's going to meet you in Galilee. All you got to do is go there. He's there in front of us. He's waiting for us there. They didn't believe her. Anyhow, it's all so amazing. And I say, I'm dealing this out in little pieces because it'd blow your brain to get it all in one chunk. It took me It's been 10 years since I saw this Galilee gathering thing that it actually happened and it was scrubbed from history. It took 6 months before I even go, could this possibly be true? Because I've never heard this from any, I didn't even know it existed, the Galilee gathering. Come across it, Paul talking about stuff recorded in, where is it? Corinthians 15, I think. Anyhow, dealing it out in little pieces, because I don't know about you, but when I first encountered it, it about blew my brain, going, what? What? Thousands of people? Thousands of eyewitnesses that he showed himself alive to with many infallible proofs? And those are his witnesses? That's amazing. Oh, golly. Enjoy the journey. It's just absolutely amazing.